You're invited to join me in the real deal. Well, you'll learn how to own that remodeling job and get paid what you're worth. This is my signature two-day training for serious interior designers who want to bring consistently high-profit remodeling jobs into their business. For complete information and tickets, go to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com. See you there. I'm Terry Taylor, and this is the Interior Design Business Academy podcast. As an interior designer, you may be thinking, I love what I do, but I am so overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you, I've been there too. I spent many years learning from my own mistakes and developing proven strategies and systems to make interior design a profitable career while keeping it fun and creative. So now, I'm here to help you get paid what you're worth. If you're ready for some straight talk about how design business really works, and you're ready to break through old belief systems that are holding you back and shift into beliefs that support your goals and bring lasting success, you are in the right place. If I told you I want to talk to you about selling, most of you would run the other direction and go, no, I don't want to talk about that. Yuck. Well, all right, pause for a minute and just listen, okay? There's a lot of bad energies and negative stories and beliefs around selling, and most of them aren't actually true. Like, if I say to sell something, I'm going to be like a used car salesman if I start having to sell something, that's not true, okay? That's this kind of image that we've made up of this sleazy kind of guy on TV or something. That's not us. That's not what we're doing. And that's not necessarily what selling is. I don't know if it even is selling, but something. It's something out there. Or sometimes we have the idea that selling is sleazy. No doubt it could be, but that's absolutely not what we would be doing. Okay? Never happen. Not what you or I would ever do. Or sometimes we get caught in this thing about it's not appropriate for a woman to promote herself. Okay? That's a piece that's kind of left over from your childhood, where we were told not to brag, not to call attention to yourself, not to ask for what you want. Okay, all that stuff is probably okay for a little kid. It helps you navigate the world. But for an adult in business, it's death. Okay? It's going to kill you. You will not have a business if you operate that way. Okay? Everyone has to get square on how to sell. Okay? And the point here is that you have to learn how to sell. The world works on selling, by the way. You know, nothing would ever happen unless one person made an offer for this to somebody who needed it so they could buy it. And if they don't tell them about it, they can't buy it. Okay? They can't step into it. So, you know, everyone has to find out their own spot in order to be comfortable with selling and work out their own piece around that in their own mind. Because, you know, all those stories and those beliefs when you were a little kid are there, okay? But you want to look at being an adult and saying, all right, how am I going to deal with this? All right? Everybody needs to work out that piece about selling, how you work that on your head. Mine is based on me having a whole lot to offer. I can help people in a lot of ways. I help a lot of designers do a lot of big stuff. And when I was running my studio, I helped a lot of clients create fabulous interiors for houses and custom homes and medical offices and models and, I mean, all sorts of stuff. It was really a ton of fun. But if I don't make an offer to people and let them know I could help them, then it wouldn't even happen. Right? Because if they don't hire me, I can't help them. That's the bottom line. Okay? So what I have to do and what you have to do is figure out a way that you can gracefully and organically make an offer that makes sense in the moment, in the golden moment, we're going to get to that, so that they can easily say yes to you. Okay? Most people need a little help in getting there. Getting in a job and creating momentum with a client and a relationship and really get connected and then not telling them how it is that you could help them and expecting them to reach out to you to say, hey, can I hire you? That's backwards. Okay. You're asking a lot for somebody who doesn't really know what you're doing. It's your job to make an offer to them that could be easy to say yes to. Okay. Now there's a point in every discovery call, every new client conversation, every first appointment, every job that you're working on where it's appropriate to make an offer. Okay. And when I'm talking about job you're working on, it's likely that in the middle of a job that you're working on, it's appropriate to make the offer to do the furniture. If you're doing construction, there are points and conversations and relationships where you're essentially invited to make an offer of how you can help. Okay. And that's really important to be aware of when you're in that moment of power, or the golden moment, as I'd like to say it, is when this person is most likely to hire you. Okay. When you have that relationship at its peak, the two of you have created a concept together, she's excited about it, you're excited about it. Okay. You going home and saying, I got to think about this and I'll send you a letter agreement, is the least likely way that you will capture this job. Now, can I say that again? The way that you are least likely to get this job is to go talk to her, get excited, and then go home and write a letter of agreement and send it to her by email. Okay? That is kind of like the kiss of death, right? This is not the way you get a job. By the time she gets that email with that letter of agreement, 7 things have happened in her life. You know how things go so fast now. Maybe she doesn't even get the email, right? Or she gets the email, sees it there, and says, you know what? I need to save that till I get home because I don't have time to read that now. And then you get home and you got 3 phone calls and you got a kid with a problem and da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and it just gets lost, okay? And you've lost the moment. And by the time she gets around to it, or you follow up and say, hey, what happened? Are we doing this? All the energy, all the buzz, all the juicy enthusiasm about what you're working on is gone. You know, and you're working on flat ground again. Okay. That's why lots of those jobs that you send out and send those letters of agreement out don't go anywhere. Okay. Because your timing's off. You're not doing it in the time that needs to happen. Okay. It's, you know, if you want this job, let me put it this way. If you want this job, it's worth presenting it in person. And in person could be on Zoom. Okay. You know, you can do in person on Zoom. You could set up an appointment to present this if you need to do this. This is not the best way, but you could set up an appointment on Zoom to present this and then send the letter of agreement the moment before you open on Zoom so that you present it on Zoom. She's got it there and you can answer questions about it. Because often what happens is when that offer gets there, when your letter of agreement gets there, they have questions, right? And if you're not there to answer, then those questions they have turn into objections. And objections have to be met and often are not insurmountable after they get lodged in somebody's head. Where if it could have been this friendly conversation right from the beginning, oh, what does this mean? Oh, what is that? Okay. What about that? Can I add that? You know, you've lost the moment for that. And when you lose the moment for that, people make up stories in their minds. Okay. We know about that, about what this means. And it might not be true. And that's often why the job goes nowhere. All right. So, you know, if you want the job, if it's worth getting, it's worth presenting in person, right? Now, there is a big, big but to this, okay? You know, you have this advantage that's called the golden moment, this point at which in the conversation that you have built the rapport with your client, okay? You're hit it off, okay? You're connected. It's working really well. The two of you have crafted the beginnings of a concept, so you know where the job's going. It's exciting. She's excited. You're excited about it. When you walk out the door so you can think about the letter of agreement and how you're going to write it, you just killed it, okay? You just lost the edge of that. So the point is here that when you're stepping into jobs, that you make the offer in the golden moment, in the moment where the enthusiasm's there, the concept's there, everybody's on board, it's time to do it, okay? Yes, it takes a little bit of courage at first. Yes, it takes a little bit of practice, just a little bit, okay? But I will tell you that your success ratio will go up enormously if you learn to do this. Now, if you've lurched on budget on the fly, this is something we teach here at Interior Design Business Academy, so that you can actually run through a room and figure out what people are comfortable with paying for pieces of furniture or rugs or drapery or lighting or whatever it is that you're doing and actually can add it up into a budget, you could pull a budget in 10 minutes and have the client agreeing to it because they're calling out their numbers. If you don't know how to do that, you need to learn how to do that, okay? This is how you walk out the door with a check on a first appointment, okay? If you've got a budget, then you have an agreement of scope. You have the two pieces you need, and you can internally figure out what your fee should be. It's just a percentage of the budget. It's pretty easy to do, and present it right there, okay? So the way you do that is you repeat back that the budget she'd agreed to, okay, along with all the things she wants to do. Okay, all the furniture pieces she wanted, all the things that were important, you know, the amount of seating in the dining room so that she can have Thanksgiving dinner for everybody and what she wants happening in the living room and where the television goes and, you know, all of those things that are important. You repeat all of those elements back, which essentially represent the scope of the job, right? And then the budget. Let's say she agreed to $40,000. Great. Okay. And then you can say, and my fee to design this for you, to pull this all together and take care of every single little detail will be $6,100. Okay. You just say it like that. Repeat back the scope, repeat the number that she agreed to in the budget and say your fee. Okay. And you know what your fee is because you have, scope and budget, right? It's really that easy. It doesn't have to be that hard. Okay. From there, you just say, I'll just need a deposit check of $4,000 and I'll be back on Monday to go through your pictures. Let's do some more programming. Let's get deeper in what you want. So I'm really, really clear about what you need and I'll do my measures and photography then and we'll be just started. Would 10 o'clock be good for you? Just like that. Now, what would be the easy answer to that phrase? Yes, it's easier. It's actually easier to say yes to all that than to say no. Okay. And you could get a, well, you know, I need to talk to my husband. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. You got it all out. You laid it out. Okay. And all you need to do is set a time for when you're going to meet again. Great. You know, will you be able to talk to him this weekend about it? Yeah, that should be fine. Oh, so maybe then we can meet on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Like that. Okay. So the only answer, the only answer when you're presenting an offer is yes, no, or if I got to think about it, when can we get back together again? Those are the only things that come out of a discovery call or a first appointment meeting or an exploratory agreement, any of those things, right? Yes, no, or let's book another time when you're ready and figured this out that you could do it. Okay. So this is this way of soft and graceful and rather organic selling that just kind of rolls right out. And it's based on the idea of making an offer. People don't know what we do or understand what we do. And I think you're well aware that the whole thing, how much an hour you cost is not an answer to what the project's going to cost. That's like really scary. When you learn to do this, it's actually pretty easy. And selling becomes just kind of a second nature piece. And it's not pushy and it's not sleazy. It's just simply making an offer. Okay. Now, if you're in a situation where what your client wants is bigger than a budget on the fly. Okay. Budget on the fly, you can do for furniture. You could do a little bit of construction stuff with it if you got enough background out, but you can do furniture, lighting, flooring, window treatments, all that sort of stuff with budget on the fly. Sometimes, you get a total construction job, like a remodel, right? Where you can't really pull that out. You're going to have to talk to your contractors or your subs in order to be able to do that. Or there's just too many diverse pieces. You know, they want this little bit here and a little bit there and this in this room and that in that room. And you know, if you quoted a fee for that, they're going to fall over and faint. You need to do an exploratory on that and get into what all those things are that they want and what it would probably cost. And add it up and see how much of it they actually want to do. Okay. And that's what happens in that exploratory. So either kinds of those job opportunities, an exploratory is the way to go. Okay. And this is how I would say it to those people, because you've got that golden moment with them too, where you need to make that offer. And I would say, you know, I think the best way for us to get your project started is to do an exploratory phase. You know, I want to get deep into your pictures and understand all the things you want. I'll craft a concept to show you what I'm thinking of in terms of what you're thinking of and make sure that we're on the same page so we know where we're going. Perhaps we'll do some loose sketches of where this should go. This kind of relates more to some remodeling stuff if we were doing that. And I'll pull pricing on all the things that you want. Get it all into a budget sheet so that you have real numbers, okay? So that you can make good financial decisions on how to spend your money. Now, when you say somebody that to somebody, they're going to get really excited and go, "You could do that for me? Wow, that is so cool." Because they really do want to know what it costs. And you need to know what the budget is and you need to know what the scope is. So it solves the problem for everybody and it lets them step in a small way into this job, stick a toe in, right? And find out what it's going to be. Once we get that exploratory done and we present that, then we're going to go on to the next phase and make the offer there where we're just going to say, here's all the things that we're going to do. We're going to remodel the kitchen. We're going to take the wall out and open it up so that we've got a great room concept. We're going to replace all the flooring, of course, because that's going to have to happen. We'll do a waterfall edge on your island and put 3 light fixtures over the top. I know that's a little bit done these days, but you know the idea. You go back and repeat all the things that they're going to do and the amount of money that they've agreed to spend on it, they're $300,000 or whatever that comes out to, and then you say your fee right behind it. You say your fee at $31,000 right behind it. It makes perfect sense to them. It makes perfect sense to the clients. You have a scope. You have a budget. This is an offer that they can easily say yes to. Okay? Easy to say yes. You know, you can tag onto that. Then if you decide to complete the project with me, I'll credit this $4,500 into my fee to design the whole thing. How does that sound? Okay. Actually, it sounds pretty good, right? It's very clear. It's making an offer that somebody could say yes to. And there's another one. It's easier to say yes than no, right? Okay. It gets you to that point because you have to get to this point and you want to do it in this moment where the energy is great, where you're really connected and it's the time to do it. Right. So how does that sound? Great. Okay. Then I'll just need a check for $4,500. I'll be back on Monday to do my measures and photograph. How about 10 o'clock? Does that work for you? Just like that. Okay. So I like to do scripts. I know that often designers get stuck in how much the fee should be and how to say it, how to offer it. Okay. So I gave you 2 good examples there and you could play it back a couple times and repeat it. You want to say it out loud a few times so it comes out of your mouth easily. So you develop the muscle memory to do it. Okay. And you know what? When you make offers, it's really easy for your client to say yes. Okay. And that's the situation you want to create. And there's no pushy. There's no sleazy. There's no, you know, being weird or anything like that. It's just, this is how I can help you. Okay. And this is the way it would work. So if you like what I talk about on these podcasts and it's helping you in your business, please come to our website. It's interiordesignbusinessacademy.com. There on the blog page, there are 5 years worth of blogs and videos and podcasts that are searchable for whatever subject you're looking for in. So check it out and see what you can find. And if you're looking for some help in your design business and how to step into a business that really pays you what you're worth, perhaps you want to book a clarity call with it because we'd love to talk to you too. All right. Until next time, design something beautiful, get paid what you're worth. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Interior Design Business Podcast. If you love what you're learning, head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com and book a clarity call. This is the perfect way to chat with one of our coaches about where you are in your business and what your next best step needs to be to make your design business profitable and enjoyable. As always, you can head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com to check out the links and resources from this episode. So until next week, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth.